Stephen's on the line. Stephen, hello.
Hello.
You're in Cambridge. What would you like to talk about?
Yeah, well, I had two energy-saving ideas bubbling around in my brain.
Sounds good.
One was a solar-powered air conditioner.
Not a solar-powered nightlight. That's a very good idea.
And the other one was... No, what was the other one? Oh, yes, a vacuum-powered tumble dryer. So the first one was, going back to my boyhood days, we used to have a mobile caravan and it had a gas-powered fridge. And I think it used to use small gas flame to heat some fluid, which presumably expanded, and in doing so got quite cold, and it used to use that to power a fridge. Because there was no electricity in the...
Yeah, sure, you heat the fluid, it goes through a very tiny nozzle and expands very fast.
That's
the expansion of the gas gets cold.
The question is, can you use straight solar power to do exactly the same thing? So on hot days, would you have enough energy to make an air conditioning unit to cool your house down again?
The answer is you can, and it was invented, I think, by a Scottishman. His name was Stirling. It's called a Stirling engine, and they have built a massive power station based on this in Los Angeles. And the idea is it's going to generate megawatts of power. You focus, they've built this massive array of solar reflectors, which will focus the sun's light onto a central machine, which has a gas. You usually use hydrogen, surprisingly, because it's got a very big coefficient of expansion. It expands a lot for not a lot of heat going in.
Yeah.
This means the gas expands with the heat, the expansion drives a piston down, and you then cool the gas, it then contracts again, and the piston comes back up. And you can do this repetitively, and it does work. So yes, the answer is you could do it with solar power.
Would it solve Greece's air conditioning and electricity power supply problems, though?
I think the answer is no, because we're, if you look at how much energy we're consuming as a planet, we're burning off enough resources to use three planet Earths just for us.
Depressing, isn't it?
So we did some simple calculations here on The Naked Scientist a couple of weeks ago, and we had a program about fuels, and we had the answer that we came, the conclusion we came to was, if we turn the entire land area of the UK into just growing biofuels, we would grow enough just to sustain our fuel needs without eating anything. So the only people that might get away with it is the US, because they have a massive land area and not that many people. They've only got six times our population, but a country which you could cram us into hundreds of times.
They
might get away with it, but on a world scale, no, sorry.
How about tumble dryer?
Tumble dryer, very, very big way to waste energy. Wonderful waste of energy.
Now, I was thinking, obviously, one, you know, normally you just try to heat the water off. You just try and kind of evaporate it with sufficient heat. Could you put, supposing you put your wet clothes into a vacuum flask and sucked the air out?
Yeah, wonderful idea. Because it would all boil, wouldn't it?
It would boil off.
Yeah, it's a great idea. But I asked Dr. Dave this, because he's a physicist, and I said, if we had a vacuum pump instead and we just vacuumed our tumble dryer contents, would this be more energy efficient? He said, no, probably not, because the added weight and the added engineering that would go into it and the added effort of running the pump would probably not be as energy efficient as just heating an element and drying the clothes the hard way. The best way to do it, of course, is your original solar idea, put them on this thing called a washing line.
That's
very good.
Or a washing line with a parabolic reflector or something like that.
If you could have an array of dishes around the base of the washing line, reflect the sun back onto the washing, and have some kind of big solar-powered fan nearby to increase the airflow over the washing on still days, that would be fabulous. And of course, a massive umbrella to protect it from the rain we're having at the moment, which
actually
is causing a major problem.
That's the most practical solution. Is a tree in the right place, such that the tree is to the north of the washing line, and when it rains, if the wind isn't too fast, if the rain comes vertically and doesn't make the washing wet. So you can get sun coming down at an angle and rain coming down vertically is protected from
it. Or you could just be like the people at Glastonbury and never wash and never do any washing, because you just bath in mud. Stephen, thank you very, very much for joining us.